Yes, ma'am. What is your name?
Ricky Akinan.
Ricky Akinan.
Yes, sir.
What's her name?
K-E-E-N-E-R. Ricky.
Okay, that's fine.
Honorable Mr. Will, we'll conduct your hearing.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, can you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Ricky Akinan, 2828-64.
Thank you. You're referring to the Arizona Board of Executive Tennessee in reference to your community supervision application. I'll introduce the board members who are going to have to hear in 5 minutes. To my left, at the far end of the bench, is Honorable Louis Canales. My name is David Mill. I'll be your panel chair today. To my right is Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our panel chair. Board chairman. And to his right is Honorable Dale Woodhouse. And her right is Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Oliveri from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
Prior to serving, you received notification from advising you of the date of this board hearing. Do you remember that from?
I'm sorry, what was that again? From Rebecca.
You received a form of the, notified you of the date and time of this hearing? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
I'm representing myself.
This time, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Oliveri, and so you decide to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do yourself a firm?
Yes, sir.
I do. Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. On phase one, what I'm going to do is agree to two allegations in our report. After I read them and ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 29, 2017 per the task lab report dated January 5th, 2018. True or false, ma'am?
True.
All right, allegation number two is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 12B as demonstrated by your failure to report to the South Mountain Parole Office on or about January 17, 2018, upon discharge from VUA Halfway House on January 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
True.
All right, so based on the listings of this cleaner, I move that finally she was arrested, that she violated terms conditions of supervision, and that she may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, ma'am, we can move to phase two, but before we do, Mr. Oliveri is going to give some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Keener was released from the Department of Corrections on October 6 of 2017. She was arrested in office on March 7th of 2018, returned back to DOC custody that same day. She has 49 days of scond. Her projected supervision end date will be on June 24th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, and also in 2012, fraudulent use of a credit card, 1 year. The offender has 2 terms with the ABC. CU and IR scores are a 3-3, mental health score of a 3, and substance abuse score of a 3. There was no STG gang information noted. 1 prior term of supervision. In 2013, TIS completion, 4 months. She has a moderate disciplinary history. 1 other arrest in 2012. Domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation, and her community risk level is a G3, V2.
Thank you, sir. Okay, if I get the right place in the bank, here. Okay, I'm going to go to some of the case supervision. So you were released from ABC on October 6, 2017, and were approved for placement at Traditions Halfway House at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix. You were discharged from Traditions after you moved from the facility, owing $498 in delinquent rent. Your resident placement was unknown for several weeks until you were convinced to report him to your assigned board officer on December 29, 2017. And on December 29, 2017, you reported me residing at a women's homeless shelter at 3440 San Juan Street in Phoenix. And due to your continued drug use and need for stable housing, you referred to V-Way Halfway House at 3114066 Drive in Glendale. On December 29, 2017, Augustine was assigned there for their 90-day residential program. And you were discharged from there on the 16th of January 2018 due to multiple rule violations. And you failed to report your whereabouts after that, and that's when you were absconding. Why do you seem to have so much problem with the Halfway House, man?
Every Halfway House that I went to had drugs in them, and I had told them that, and the only place I had felt safe was when I was at the women's shelter because of the simple fact that it was gated. You couldn't come in. Once you came in, they searched your property and everything. They made sure that there was no drugs or anything in there. I was going to and from work there, and then after I got kicked out of V-Ray and I was in the psychiatric hospital for suicidal thoughts, the parole officer told me to report, and he said that there was a warrant, so I was like, I'm already coming back, so I didn't go back because I was scared. So eventually, too much things, because I'm not from Phoenix, Arizona, I'm from a small town in Sierra Vista, and too many things were happening while I was out there in the streets, so I got scared straight and went back to the psychiatric hospital. And by that time, after I got clear-headed and I was working my groups there, the group therapy, I realized I just need to go and take care of what I need to take care of, so I turned myself in. But I don't know what the problem was, but I know after being scared straight, I know that, and I've been just reading my Bible and stuff, and I just know that when I do eventually get released, whether today or when I, June 24th, that I believe that I can just work this out, because my family just told me to keep in contact with them and they pray with me. And, you know, I just know that Halfway Houses weren't for me. So, I mean, at least not the ones that I went to Traditions or V-Ray, because I had went to A Better Way of Life in Avondale, and it was far away from everyone. They did the Bible studies there, and it was good for me, but the parole officer didn't approve that one, so he put me into V-Ray. And that's the reason why I didn't stay there.
Okay, so it says you worked as a telemarketer most of the time you were out.
Yes.
Do you have any other employment?
Not in Phoenix, but I did telemarketing the whole time I was out. But before I worked at Burger King, Popeyes, at Buffalo Wild Wings, I worked
Was all that while you were on release or before you got incarcerated?
Before I got incarcerated, but just while I was released, it was just telemarketing.
Okay, that's what we're going on.
Okay,
so let's see here. So since being placed on task, the color code, you have not submitted any clean or regular urine tests. Your testing history reflects that you have submitted drug test positive for amphetamine on October 9, 2017, November 20, 2017, and December 18, and January 2018. You tested positive for both amphetamines and methamphetamines on December 29. And additionally, you missed a total of 4 urine tests. So you have a drug problem.
Yeah.
And like so many others, you have to make the decision that you want to be clean and sober and do the right thing. And without the family of the Halfway Houses, I don't know how you could possibly succeed in doing that. You have to be set down and follow other people's rules, and other people being the Department of Corrections or the Halfway Houses.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Questions? Okay, we're going to be in the hearing then. We'd like to give you an opportunity to give a final statement before we go into the discussion. We only ask that you don't repeat yourself.
Okay. Do I have to speak or?
Pardon? Well, you don't have to speak. If you want to, you can give a final statement. If you don't, you don't have to. It's all up to you.
Okay, I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate whatever decision you just have to come up with, because I know I'll be great boss hands, so.
All right, thank you. The board of the board discussion will be talking amongst ourselves. We ask you to stay on the phone, listen to the conversation. Just remain silent, walk away in discussion, and once we make a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is going on in discussion? Now, this one is unfortunate. Ms. Keener had a problem with her drugs, and we did not have the problems maintaining a stable environment where she's living, which doesn't help the situation. I think that at this time, if she was down at this time, and she was down at, or she completed on the forces, she knows how to complete. The community supervision releases, but she was down at this time. And I could have one for the board member, don't like to tolerate a scandal time, at least not to the double digits. She's due to be out in June 24th, 2018. See, my thought is that she'd be better served to finish her sentence incarcerated and try to get some AA programming and some NA programming, and see if she can't make good time to be straight when she comes out. I don't know if there's any discussion from any other board members. No discussion? Well, based on all the information in warrant number 201-AW-0242, Skeeter's statements, information from the Department of Corrections in our discussion, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Keener. She was living with violated terms of vision, supervision, and mental acts or without lapse in the Clinton Bay's old company.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Keener, we have voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You should be out on about June 24th or 2018, which isn't a very long time away, actually. In the meantime, we suggest that you see if you can get some NA and AA programming there. Most yards have that available. And make yourself a plan. Decide where you want to go, if you need to get into some kind of in-house treatment, inpatient treatment. Make those plans so when you get out, you can stay out of trouble and not have to come back to DOC, not have to wear any silly undershirts. Okay? You understand?
Okay.
All right, this is an interview. Thank you very much, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay, thank you.